And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Backstage at the Hamilton Theater, just off Broadway, the police are investigating the murder of Oliver Wilson, the mysterious young man from Bermuda who was found by Mary Noble hanging from a rope pulled high in the wing. The body was discovered after the evening performance of the play, and after all the stagehands and cast except Larry Noble and Claudia Vincent had left. And now, Sergeant Riley of the Homicide Squad asks the assembled group as they stand huddled together on the stage.
Well, have you all suddenly lost the power of speech? I asked who had a motive for killing this lad. Come on. Now, this kind of holding back will only delay matters. I know that you're all tired. I'm willing to let everyone get a few hours rest before we continue with the question. But first, I must have some idea who could have wanted this man dead.
Well, Sergeant Riley, I can't believe that anyone among us could have wanted to see such violence. Although it's quite true that Oliver Wilson had begun to make a good many enemies.
All right, then. Let's get down to cases. How about you, Mrs. Noble? Did you have any reason for hating this fellow?
No, I didn't. As a matter of fact, I scarcely knew him.
What do you mean by scarcely knew him, Mary? Didn't Oliver Wilson visit you out on Long Island several times?
Why, no, Claudia. That is, he was at our house in Rosehaven just once that I remember. That was the day he brought Miss Marlowe back from the garden party Julia Dixon invited us all to.
Now, wait a minute. Miss Marlowe, where does she come in?
Right about now, I should say, Sergeant Riley.
What's that?
I've been standing over here out of the way till I was called on. It seemed to me you had your hands full without any help from me.
And just what were you doing here tonight?
I was the guest of Mary Noble's. She gave a theater party to celebrate Miss Vincent's first big venture in a Broadway hit. We hardly expected so many added features.
And what's your connection with any of these people here, miss?
I am a friend of Mr. and Mrs. Noble.
Miss Marlowe lives with us in Rosehaven, Sergeant.
Oh?
I am what you might call a character actress, Sergeant, and so naturally I'm interested in most anything connected with the theater. If you were wondering why I happened to be included in the guest list tonight, that's your answer.
Thank you, Miss Marlowe. I believe that takes care of you for the moment.
That's something, at least.
But please don't leave, however. I may have some more questions, then.
I don't intend to leave until the others do. I'm expecting to drive back to Long Island with the Nobles. If we ever manage to get away.
All right. How about the motive for killing this man? It's clear that anyone who would put a rope around his neck and hoist him high up into the air must have had a desperate grievance. This is scarcely a planned crime. Now, it's what the newspapers will undoubtedly build up as a crime of passion.
It's going to be disastrous to the play if there's a lot of bad publicity as a result of this death, Sergeant.
And nothing you can do about that, Mr. Noble. Now, look. We have a few minutes before the reporters come nosing around, and that's about all. They'll see the call in the police blotter, and that's all they'll need. So let's not waste any more time. We still don't have a motive. Evidently you're out of it, Mrs. Noble.
I wouldn't be too sure.
For the present, that is.
That was a terrible thing to say, Claudia.
What do you expect me to do when everyone's trying to pin this murder on me? Just sit back and accept my fate?
Nobody's made an accusation yet, Miss Vincent.
Well, what about Julia Dixon, ranting and raving that I killed Oliver?
Julia is suffering from shock, you know that. She isn't responsible for anything she might say.
Well, I should hope not. If you ask me, she's pulled the shock business at a very opportune time, just so she can't be questioned.
And you believe Miss Dixon might have a reason to want this man dead, is that it?
Well, of course she had a reason. She brought him back from Bermuda just to make Rupert Barlow jealous.
That's enough of that kind of talk.
Mr. Barlow, don't interrupt. Please go on, Miss Vincent. You were saying...
I was saying that Julia Dixon thought she could force Rupert Barlow to the altar if she flaunted this handsome young man before him. But evidently he wasn't to be forced quite so easily. The reason being, if you care to know, that Rupert Barlow's attention has been centered on Mary Noble.
For the love of heaven, Claudia. What does all this have to do with Oliver Wilson's murder?
Well, I think Sergeant Riley should know something about the emotional interests of this lovely little group.
Please, go on.
All right. You can keep the others from interrupting.
Just continue, if you please.
Well, when Julia Dixon found out that Rupert wasn't going to play up, she became desperate. and she decided to take Oliver Wilson's absurd little flirtation seriously. In fact, she planned to run away with him and marry the man.
Instead of which, you beat her to it.
And if I did, Rupert, doesn't that give Julia a pretty good motive for killing Oliver?
Not nearly as good as yours, Claudia. You eloped with this young upstart thinking he was a rich man. And you found out tonight that he didn't have a penny. You also found out that he only married you because he thought you were an heiress. And when he learned the truth, he told you off in no uncertain terms.
Are you being psychic, Rupert? Or do you, by any stretch of the imagination, think you're telling the truth?
Can you deny it?
I don't have to deny it. Why, the whole idea is preposterous. Well, you know perfectly well that Julia Dixon made a terrible scene while you were all at dinner. And then later on, when she found out about Oliver's marriage to me, she went crazy. Why, it's as clear as can be. She murdered him in a fit of jealous rage.
I see. Now, as you outline this case, Miss Vinson, it's simple indeed. Too simple, perhaps. Let's take your connection with this man. When you learned that he wasn't the person you believed him to be, what was your reaction?
Well, it really didn't matter, Sergeant Riley. You see, I was about to make my debut in this play, and that was my greatest preoccupation.
And yet only 2 days before this opening night, you ran off and married this young man. Without telling anyone of your plans?
Well, why should I tell anyone of my plans? It's none of their business.
I see.
I had no idea that Julia would take it so hard.
Can anyone explain how this misunderstanding between you and Mr. Wilson came about? I mean, how did it happen that you thought he was a rich man and he thought you were an heiress? And you were both mistaken.
I don't know.
Huh? Who was it who told you about Wilson's alleged wealth?
Well, I'm trying to remember. Wait, it was Miss Marlowe. Of course. Maud Marlowe took deliberate pains to make me believe Oliver was the only son of fabulously wealthy British people.
Is that so, Miss Marlowe?
I believe I did give some such impression, Sergeant Riley.
Why?
Well, to tell the truth, I don't quite know.
And did you happen to mention anything of the sort to Mr. Wilson?
I believe I did.
Yet you knew that Miss Vincent wasn't wealthy.
Well, I know very little about Miss Vincent.
Oh. Oh, I begin to see the picture very clearly now. Maud Marlowe, why, you deliberately planted this whole wretched story. And when Oliver came to you in a rage tonight, you turned on him and killed him. You're very familiar with all the trappings backstage, aren't you? Well, you've had years and years of playing minor parts. You're nothing but a troublemaker. Only this time, you went too far.
Now, really, Claudia, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Maud Marlowe wouldn't ever harm anyone. She wouldn't be capable of such an act.
And by that, you imply that I would.
No, consider the facts, my dear. Mary Noble was there in my home the time you fired 2 bullets at me, remember?
What's this?
Oh, Rupert. Rupert, you would have to bring that up. When you know that it has nothing to do with this business. All of you are against me. You all want to see me blamed for this murder. Well, you won't get away with it. Because there are too many others with better reasons than mine.
Now, look, Claudia, I don't think it will help us any to start accusing one another.
No, of course not. You wouldn't want me to involve you, would you, Larry?
You couldn't very well if you tried.
Couldn't I, though? Just you wait. And you too, Rupert. No, you needn't stand there looking so smug. You have your chance to answer for your strong-arm man, Victor, tonight.
Victor? What's this about Victor? Now, who is Victor?
He's my chauffeur, and he wasn't even near the theater tonight.
Oh, indeed he was. He was right here backstage talking to Oliver. I saw them. They were in a violent argument, and then I left. And that's the last time I saw Oliver alive, come to think of it. So you'd better produce Victor and have him explain.
Where is this man, Victor, now?
I haven't the least idea. I tell you, he wasn't near here. I gave him the night off.
He was here all right, Rupert Barlow. I saw him with my own eyes. And what's more, you can't fool anyone by calling him your chauffeur. He's nothing but a gangster who doesn't balk at any kind of violence. You've used him plenty of times before, and it's more than likely that you arranged for him to be here tonight.
I tell you, he wasn't anywhere near here.
Is there anyone who can throw any light on this?
Yes. I must say that Claudia is right. Victor was in this neighborhood earlier tonight. I saw him myself out on the sidewalk during the second act intermission.
Everyone looks at Mary with surprise, since this adds still another suspect to the list of people who might have murdered Oliver Wilson. Be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.